From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Disagreements between members of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has split support over who should serve as Secretary of State. Rivals within the transition team are divided between 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. The president-elect, who has developed a reputation for changing his mind, has praised both Romney and Giuliani. Meantime, on Friday, Trump appointed Kathleen McFarland to serve as Deputy National Security Advisor and Donald McCann as assistant to the president and White House counsel. Neither position requires Senate confirmation. Turkey's president has threatened to break off the migrant deal it struck in March with the EU to allow refugees to cross into Europe. It follows a largely symbolic vote by the EU Parliament Thursday to freeze membership negotiations with Ankara. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reacted with trademark anger Friday to the vote by the EU Parliament.
Bana bak, eğer daha ileri giderseniz bu sınır kapıları da açılır, bunu da bilin.
He warned that if it goes any further, Turkey's border gates will be opened, calling the EU vote an empty threat. Analysts say Ankara believes it holds a Trump card in threatening to break off the deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Tropical storm Otto is blamed for the death of 9 people on Costa Rica's border with Nicaragua. Costa Rica's president declared 3 days of mourning beginning Monday. Otto was losing strength by the time it hit Costa Rica. It has since headed out to the Pacific Ocean. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. About 300 migrants have been arrested following a riot in Bulgaria's largest refugee camp. After visiting the camp, Bulgaria's prime minister said 6 of the migrants are considered a threat to national security. Bulgarian officials said as many as 1,500 migrants were involved in the clashes at a migrant reception center near the border with Turkey. Tensions have been high in the area, with local residents demanding that refugee camps be closed. Migrants fleeing violence in the Middle East have made their way into the Balkan country despite the fence Sofia erected along the Turkish border amid the worst migration crisis to hit Europe since 1945. The United Nations says life-saving aid is getting to tens of thousands of Syrian refugees stranded on Syria's side of the border with Jordan. Lisa Schlein has our story from Geneva.
Jordan closed its border to Syrian refugees fleeing their war-torn country in June after 7 Jordanian soldiers reportedly were killed by Islamic State militants. Since then, Jordan has allowed only one delivery of aid, and that was back in August to the tens of thousands of refugees trapped at the border. On Tuesday, Jordanian authorities announced the resumption of aid to some 85,000 people, half of them children, stuck in squalid conditions on the remote barren strip of no man's land. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A train collision in Iran killed at least 43 people in the north-central province of Semnan. More than 100 others were taken to hospitals after Friday's crash involving a passenger train and an express train that had stopped at a station because of mechanical problems. Authorities believe the number of casualties is likely to rise and that cold weather may have been a factor in the crash. In the United States, former Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, one of 3 recounts she is seeking in swing states won by Donald Trump earlier this month. Wisconsin is preparing to move forward with a statewide recount of votes for president in the U.S. The state must meet a federal deadline of December 13th to complete the recount. After raising the necessary $5 million to fund the recount, petitions for recounts are also expected to be filed in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Stein, however, stands to gain little from a recount, having won around 1% of the popular vote. The statement on the website said the recount effort wasn't meant to help Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump. Rather, the website says the move is about protecting our democracy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.